This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:08. It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, and we look for cloudy skies today. Just a slight chance of showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon as well. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s, chance of rain just 20%. Reports of dead fish are emerging in the aftermath of Friday's gasoline leak at the Family Fair BP off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The town of Chapel Hill said that as much as 2,400 gallons of gasoline spilled into Crow Branch Creek, though state and federal agencies haven't released an official number. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I think it's terrible that this happened. I think whoever's responsible, I hope, will pay the full cost.
That's Julie McClintock, president of the Friends of Bolin Creek Group and member of the Booker Creek Watershed Alliance. She has worked as an air quality specialist for the Environmental Protection Agency for more than a decade and also served on OWASA's board of directors. McClintock's neighborhood is at the lower end of the spill's potential reach. An EPA representative told WCHL News Tuesday that Bishop Construction Company was doing renovation work at the BP last Thursday and needed a pump to drain the rainwater from a footing hole connected to a pipe leading to a town storm drain. When the rain began to accumulate, it caused the footing hole to cave in, and then falling concrete punctured a hole in one of the fiberglass tanks below. The breached compartment held around 3,200 gallons of gasoline at the time of the incident, though the full amount was not leaked. Because the pump connected to a storm drain, gasoline flowed directly into Crow Branch Creek, a feeder to Booker Creek and Eastwood Lake.
There are a bunch of different pollutants that are part of gasoline, and part of the spill involved ethanol, which is what's in high-test gasoline. And ethanol mixes with water rather than floats on top. And it is more pervasive and does kill wildlife more effectively even than gasoline.
The EPA believed that the reach of the spill was just Crow Branch Creek. A rep from the North Carolina Department of Environmental and Natural Resources Division of Water Quality said they are awaiting a report from on-site cleanup crews to determine how many gallons of gasoline were leaked. McClintock said trace amounts of the gasoline remain in the stream, and there is a visible sheen along the banks.
There's more to it than just the animals that you can see. Healthy streams actually have a lot of invertebrate life, little tiny creatures, but it's hard to see, and you almost need a microscope to see them. But that's the chain of life. So if those are damaged and they're gone, then there's nothing as you go up the higher in the food chain, the frogs and so on, there's nothing for them to eat.
Efforts currently underway are to ensure that any remaining gasoline product is trapped and removed before moving farther downstream, according to a town rep. The dams established along Crow Branch and Booker Creeks will remain until the town of Chapel Hill receives the all clear from the EPA and the Department of Natural Resources. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news coming up in just a moment.
Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forza, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities, getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
It's the most anticipated event of the year for Triangle executives and management teams, the 5th Annual North Carolina CEO Forum, a business leadership event designed to stimulate new ideas you can put to work in your company. This year's theme is Innovation Across the Organization, with featured speakers General Colin Powell and John Chambers, CEO of Cisco Systems. The NC CEO Forum takes place August 22nd at North Ridge Country Club. Go to nccEOforum.com to see a full list of speakers and to request an invitation to the event. That's nccEOforum.com.
Moe's Bottle Shop is all about discovery. We've got your go-to favorites, but you've got to believe Moe's knows of at least three other brews that will blow your mind. American craft beer is entering a new era, and we're out front. You can get at Moe's what you can't get anywhere else. Hundreds of different 12-ounce single beers for your six-pack pleasure. Go to mosbottleshop.com to find out who we are, where we are, what we do, and how it works. Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Leaving your dog in a car for only a few minutes can not only be deadly, but also can hold legal consequences. Midday on June 10th, program director of Carborough's Eyes, Ears, Nose, and Paws, Deborah Cunningham, left Worthy, a service dog in training, in a car with the windows completely rolled up for 2 hours. Worthy suffered a heat stroke while locked inside the vehicle. Cunningham left Worthy in her car because his foster mother, Charlene Hayes, was coming into the office for a meeting. Training a service dog requires complete separation between foster mother and pup. After her meeting with Hayes, Cunningham returned to her car to find Worthy unconscious and panting. Maria Eikenberry, executive director of EENP, and Cunningham rushed Worthy to the Animal Hospital and then the Triangle Veterinary Referral Hospital in Durham. There, Worthy died of cardiac arrest at 7:30 in the morning on June 11th. Cunningham received a misdemeanor charge of cruelty to animals, statute 14-360. She's due in court in Hillsboro this morning. Not in direct connection to this case, but the North Carolina legislature recently took action on animal cruelty. On July 22nd, the legislature ratified Senate Bill 626, which addresses the safety of animals locked in motor vehicles. The bill allows for rescue workers, firefighters, law enforcement officers, or animal control officers to enter a vehicle to remove an animal if the animal seems to be in danger and the owner cannot be found. Pricey Harrison, representative of Guilford County, co-sponsored this amendment. Governor Pat McCrory signed the bill into law on July 29th. More than 400 pedestrians and 180 bicyclists are reportedly struck by motor vehicles in the Triangle each year. Pedestrians hit at 40 miles per hour have an 85% chance of dying. Those flashing lights and white stripes you often see as you're driving in Chapel Hill and Carborough are not for decoration. They're crosswalks, and they need to be taken seriously. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
Town leaders are speaking out about the importance of recognizing crosswalks, especially in busy intersections where drivers and pedestrians alike are often in a rush to get to their destinations. David Bonk is the long-range transportation planning manager of Chapel Hill. He says he wants residents to know that a joint effort between drivers and pedestrians is the best way to ensure safety on both ends.
We need to make it clear to pedestrians that just because there is a crosswalk there doesn't mean they still can't or shouldn't be very wary of the driver behavior.
Crosswalks in high traffic areas like MLK Boulevard are usually signaled by flashing LED lights, a yellow diamond crosswalk sign, and words and symbols that say yield here to pedestrians. Despite those warnings, Bonk says he thinks there could be even more to improve the effectiveness and the flow of areas where pedestrians need to cross the street.
We are working with the state to identify some possible enhancements to the warning lights that we currently have in the crosswalks that we think we can make better.
Not only do drivers need to recognize a crosswalk and allow pedestrians the right of way, but they also need to be driving the appropriate speed as they approach. Chapel Hill Public Information Officer Catherine Lazorco explains that motorists are often speeding, which makes it even more difficult to notice or stop for pedestrians when they enter a crosswalk.
Following the speed limit is important, and it's also important that pedestrians make sure before they enter the crosswalk that the traffic has stopped.
Lazorco says the town has a prolonged year-long campaign of public outreach in which social media is used, among other things, to remind residents how to use the crosswalks, as well as providing general safety tips. Lazorco and Bonk both say these efforts do have to be stepped up each year to inform the high number of new students arriving to UNC who might not be used to the town's system of crosswalks.
We have anywhere from 20 to 25% turnover in a given year from year to year of people who are in town going to school. It's always a challenge to educate them about the environment they're going to be operating in.
Bonk says the town of Chapel Hill and the Chapel Hill Police Department in particular are all cooperating in a statewide program called Watch For Me NC, a pedestrian, cyclist, and driver crash awareness campaign. The campaign consists of safety and educational messages and an enforcement effort by area police to crack down on some of the violations of safety laws. For a full story on crosswalk safety or for more information about how to get involved with Watch For Me NC, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The UNC system is facing $66 million in cuts as part of the 2013-2014 state budget. Its challenge the UNC Board of Governors will have high on its list as it prepares to meet today and tomorrow. Funding to support the 17-campus University of North Carolina system is nearly $2.5 billion, or 12% of the overall state budget, according to UNC's website. The universities have taken a hit in past years due to cumulative budget shortfalls. Carolina has taken about $235 million in total state cuts since 2008. The Board's Committee on Budget and Finance meets today at 12:30 p.m. in the Spangler Center's boardroom. At 9 a.m. tomorrow, the full board will convene in the same location. To view a full agenda, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. And our traffic report is brought to you by Southern Season. You can spruce up your home at Southern Season. Enjoy free shipping and summer deals on their fantastic selection of home decor, flatware, candles, dinnerware, and so much more at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Traffic certainly hasn't picked up yet. Not a lot happening out there right now, but traffic is light. That situation will certainly change a little bit later on. Rand Northam is in the newsroom as usual this morning. He'll be reporting on traffic periodically. We'll let you know what's happening out there. In the meantime, if you spot anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. You can also tweet us at WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 67 in Carborough. Cloudy today, slight chance of showers, pretty much like yesterday. Slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. There's the difference. High today in the upper 80s. Chance of rain just 20% all the way through tonight. Our low tonight about 70. And then tomorrow we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of rain, showers in the morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow, once again, in the upper 80s. 6:20 at WCHL. It's time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
Get our lowest prices throughout the home store now at Macy's Home Sale. Pillows and comforters from Vail Collection by Charter Club, 60% off. Get a Circulon 11-piece cookware set, only $99.99. Samsonite, Delsey, Travel Pro, and Ricardo Luggage, 50% off, plus a $50 mail-in Macy's gift card. And take 40% off all Charter Club Damask sheet sets. Plus, get an extra 15% off sale and clearance with your Wow Pass or Macy's card. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply, including electrics.
Teachers are in the final sprint to prep their classrooms for back to school.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Let Office Max get you started and saving with all of our roll, lamination at 50% off. Laminate name tags, flashcards, charts, whatever you need to last the year at our best price of the year.
Let's get it started.
Stock your classroom at Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 10th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Top 10 things you don't want to hear from your doctor after gastric band surgery. Okay. Governor of New Jersey underwent gastric band surgery in February, lost 40 pounds. Good, great. Okay, so here are things that you wake up from the surgery. And you hear the doctors chatting. Okay. Here are things you don't want to hear.
Okay.
Okay. Number 10, all done, fatso. Number 9.
Yeah, that would be.
Number 9, you don't want to hear this? You're alive? Whoa. Number 8, open your mouth and say moo. Number 7, we didn't have to, but I shaved you. Number 6, when we opened you up, it was like a golden corral. Number 5, if you experience any discomfort, keep it to yourself. Number 4, I went ahead and added the gastric suspenders. That makes no sense. Number 3, you're beautiful when you're unconscious. Number 2, and now the easy part, diet and exercise. And the number 1 thing you don't want to hear from your doctor after gastric band surgery, your gender reassignment was a success.
David Letterman, 10 10 list on WCHL. 6:23, time now for WCHL Championship Sports.
I'm Ron Stutz. Head coach Larry Fedora was animated at the end of Carolina football practice yesterday while emphasizing to his players the importance of capitalizing on red zone scoring opportunities.
I'm always animated, you know. I got problems. I'm passionate about what we do, and I want it to be perfect every time, you know. It's just another learning experience, and I want us to learn from it.
But it's the other side of the football that will likely tell the story this season for the Tar Heels. Defensive coordinator Dan Dish says he knows all eyes will be on his defense as they try to apply more pressure on opposing quarterbacks this season.
Well, the key is, can you generate it with, you know, your front four? And if we can do that, then, you know, you don't have to manufacture it all the time. But you got to be great on first down, get them in predictable situations, then you can come after them a little bit.
Even sounds like Fedora. Wednesday marked day 8 of Carolina's preseason training camp, and Dish says he recognized some fatigue in his players, but he says they have to overcome and fight past it.
Well, they're supposed to be tired now. One of the things you got to do is fight through that and, you know, learn to kind of be mentally tough when things are difficult. So, yeah, we got guys that are tired and fatigued, and but they're doing a really good job. Their attitudes have been good, and you know, they're trying to work through it.
Dish says he believes star defensive end Kareem Martin provides some solid senior leadership with the defense. Out on the field, Martin's work ethic seems to rub off on other Tar Heels.
He's having a great camp, you know, and he's been, you know, more vocal. And more importantly, he's out here working hard every day, and the guys are seeing him. You know, when things get, you don't need a leader when the AC's on, you're indoors. When you get out here, you need guys to step up. He's one of those guys that's doing that.
Coach Fedora's relentless attitude for perfection is evident out on the practice field. And what's more, he says he knows the clock is ticking on UNC's preparations. Kickoff is 3 weeks from today.
Things are starting to, you know, there's a sense of urgency. We're running out of time, you know. We're running out of time. I couldn't tell you how many days we got left because I can't. I mean, we're in camp, and I don't even know what today is. So I'm just telling you, we're running out of time. And so there's got to be a sense of urgency in everything we do, whether it be a meeting, a walkthrough, a rep in practice, whatever it is.
Over at North Carolina State, a star running back who was arrested on a misdemeanor assault charge this summer will sit out the Wolfpack's first game. Coach Doran said after practice yesterday, Shadrack Thornton will not play against Louisiana Tech on August 31st. More on that story coming up in an hour. 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. And by LiftMaster garage door openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Charles Osgood. Developers plan to build skyscrapers that will change the skyline of Hollywood. But the plot thickens, as you'll hear after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life. Rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owner's agency. Find your local independent agent at AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Every day, it seems, there's something new your smartphone can do. Now, it can open and close your garage door from anywhere in the world. With a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you can use your smartphone or computer to control your garage door from anywhere, anytime, like right now. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working, even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com. Go ahead, look it up on your smartphone. Our CBS News colleague John Blackstone has been looking into this Hollywood skyscraper project we were telling you about.
The Millennium Hollywood Project is a $664 million development that includes construction of two high-rise buildings, buildings that would surround the famed Capitol Records building. The proposed towers would add more than 1 million square feet of office, hotel, and retail space to the popular tourist spot.
All the world knows about Hollywood, of course.
Every tourist knows that Hollywood is the capital city of the movie business. What they may not know is that it's also built along one of Southern California's more active earthquake zones. Opponents say the proposed towers may also sit right on top of that earthquake fault line.
You can never build on top of the fault. That's not allowed because there is a certainty that you will have devastating failure of the building.
California state geologist says the Hollywood fault is active and might run directly beneath the project. The L.A. City Council, which has already approved it, says we'll do some additional studies.
But the New York-based developers say the data being cited are inaccurate. They say their tests show that the fault might be near, but does not run under the nearly 40-story towers.
We don't know exactly where the Hollywood fault line is. The only thing we know is that we've done borings on our site, and we don't believe that it's on our site.
Doesn't sound like a boring movie, does it, John Blackstone?
So will this be a towering achievement, or will this production never get off the ground? This is one Hollywood ending that has yet to be written.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the Arts Center in Carrboro. It's half off, either an individual or family of four friends membership to keep the arts in your life all year round. Arts Center friends receive many benefits, including advanced notice of concerts and plays and advanced ticket buying, discounts on tickets and art school class tuitions, priority seating, and free bottled water at events. For the family four-pack, it gets even better since the discounts extend to our youth programs, summer art camp, after-school arts immersion, and youth arts classes. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Hey, it's the bottom of the hour, 6:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Kenna Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by an outstanding executive chef, James Clark, and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place in Chapel Hill for gourmet cuisine. It's 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. It's going to warm up to about 88 before the day is out. Cloudy, slight chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon. That chance of rain, though, is only about 20%, so not so bad. Tonight, 20% chance of rain continuing. Low tonight, about 70. Now, tomorrow, our forecast calls for much the same. 40% chance of rain tomorrow. Mostly clouds, slight chance of showers in the morning, then a chance of showers, maybe a storm in the afternoon. High tomorrow, about 88 degrees. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Still 40% chance of rain, low 72. On Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy both days.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carrboro community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. A house goes up in flames, one of about a dozen lost around Banning in Southern California. Safe Fire spokeswoman Julie Hutchinson says this wildfire is really moving.
Within the first 3 hours, we were over 2,500 acres. It's a very long, skinny, rapid fire.
And with this still out of control?
The difficulty was in getting evacuations, because that's always our key, life first and property next.
1,500 people have evacuated. Larry Rappenthal left home, but wanted to come back to check.
I got within 100 yards of the house, and then my wife finally talked me out of it. Don't go up there, you'll get killed.
Two firefighters among three people hurt. KNX's Vita Sophronicus is tracking the flames.
The fire has just been lighting up the sky, particularly heading towards the Palm Springs area where the wind was blowing.
Higher humidity and cooler overnight temperatures have slowed the fire's advance.
But mostly it's the slightly diminished winds and a lot of work by firefighters trying to stop this thing, even flying in the air during the course of the night.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
70 degrees in Chapel Hill, 632 WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Equipment malfunction at the Sharon Harris Nuclear Plant in New Hill, just more than 25 miles southeast of Chapel Hill, not far from Jordan Lake, set off alarms this morning at about 3 o'clock. The plant's owner, Duke Energy, reports no radioactive material has leaked. The reported equipment failure resulted in the loss of power to non-safety related equipment. As a precaution, emergency response facilities were being put in place early this morning. There are also sirens set up in a 10-mile planning zone around the plant. Duke Energy officials said crews were standing by to reactivate those if needed, and that they do not expect the situation to get any worse. This is the second incident since May at the Sharon Harris plant, when a microscopic crack was found in one of the plant's reactors, forcing it to be shut down and repaired in early June. Again, an equipment malfunction at Sharon Harris nuclear plant at about 3 o'clock this morning. The plant's owner, Duke Energy, reports no radioactive material has leaked. Reports of dead fish are emerging in the aftermath of Friday's gasoline leak at the Family Fair BP of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The town of Chapel Hill said that as much as 2,400 gallons of gasoline spilled into Crow Branch Creek, though state and federal agencies have not released an official number. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I think it's terrible that this happened. I think whoever's responsible, I hope, will pay the full cost.
That's Julie McClintock, president of the Friends of Bolin Creek Group and member of the Booker Creek Watershed Alliance. She has worked as an air quality specialist for the Environmental Protection Agency for more than a decade and also served on OWASA's board of directors. McClintock's neighborhood is at the lower end of the spill's potential reach. An EPA representative told WCHL News Tuesday that Bishop Construction Company was doing renovation work at the BP last Thursday and needed a pump to drain the rainwater from a footing hole connected to a pipe leading to a town storm drain. When the rain began to accumulate, it caused the footing hole to cave in, and then falling concrete punctured a hole in one of the fiberglass tanks below. The breached compartment held around 3,200 gallons of gasoline at the time of the incident, though the full amount was not leaked. Because the pump connected to a storm drain, gasoline flowed directly into Crow Branch Creek, a feeder to Booker Creek and Eastwood Lake.
There are a bunch of different pollutants that are part of gasoline, and part of the spill involved ethanol, which is what's in high-test gasoline. And ethanol mixes with water rather than floats on top. And it is more pervasive and does kill wildlife more effectively even than gasoline.
The EPA believed that the reach of the spill was just Crow Branch Creek. A rep from the North Carolina Department of Environmental and Natural Resources Division of Water Quality said they are awaiting a report from on-site cleanup crews to determine how many gallons of gasoline were leaked. McClintock said trace amounts of the gasoline remain in the stream, and there is a visible sheen along the banks.
It's more to it than just the animals that you can see. Healthy streams actually have a lot of invertebrate life, little tiny creatures, but it's hard to see, and you almost need a microscope to see them. But that's the chain of life. So if those are damaged and they're gone, then there's nothing as you go up the higher in the food chain, the frogs and so on, there's nothing for them to eat.
Efforts currently underway are to ensure that any remaining gasoline product is trapped and removed before moving farther downstream, according to a town rep. The dams established along Crow Branch and Booker Creeks will remain until the town of Chapel Hill receives the all-clear from the EPA and the Department of Natural Resources. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The new permanent director of your local transit system, Brian Litchfield, says he's ready to take on his role and provide better service than ever to bus riders across the town. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on the story of Brian Litchfield.
Litchfield says he learned a lot during his 10 months as interim director, and he's humbled and honored that the town manager determined that he would be the best person for the position. Without the combined effort of its 235 employees, though, Litchfield says Chapel Hill Transit would not have the quality of service it has today.
We're beginning to see, as early as this month actually, service improvements to our local service as a result of that.
An important aspect of public transit systems throughout the country, much like any company, is funding. And Litchfield says he plans to incorporate a strategic and sustainable financial planning process to our own transit system, which has grown to become the second largest in the state. Part of the budget for Chapel Hill Transit is a result of an increase in the sales tax in vehicle registration fees, which were approved by the voters of Orange County.
Once we have a good plan in place there, that'd be in much better shape to begin addressing other areas.
Litchfield says getting a grasp on what can be done as far as funding for Chapel Hill Transit will be the starting point for any other changes to the system.
Many times when people think about transit, they think about large buses and bus drivers, and that's incredibly important. But there are a number of other employees that work for us that help either fix buses or fuel buses or clean buses that are all a part of the service that we call Chapel Hill Transit.
Before working in Chapel Hill, Litchfield was the chief development officer for the Des Moines Regional Transit Authority in Des Moines, Iowa. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina is finding out whether high school graduation rates can continue the improvement of recent years. State school officials today are releasing data describing how many students are earning diplomas in 4 years. The report last year showed high school graduation rates for the first time topped 80%, up from 68% in 2006. The improving graduation rate immediately became a question of whether North Carolina schools were doing better despite recession-era funding cuts that have forced schools to hire fewer teachers, even as enrollments increased. About 1.5 million students attend the state's public schools. Our state continues to make the rounds on late-night talk shows, with The Daily Show taking a few jabs at the North Carolina General Assembly this week. John Oliver, the show's temporary host while John Stewart is away for the summer, started the show talking about voter reform bills across the nation before settling on North Carolina and listing the list of changes our voter ID bill creates.
And it doesn't stop there. It also places all voting booths on buoys that are only accessible by yacht.
Oliver played a clip of State Senate Majority Leader Phil Berger responding to criticism that references only one example of in-person voter fraud has been found in the state.
You could have gotten the same result by just passing a bill that said, Dave can't vote, he knows why.
From there, Oliver poked fun at more of North Carolina's recent bills, especially the new abortion regulation bill that was initially added to a House bill banning Sharia law.
Let me just understand this. You're adding abortion restrictions to legislation banning the making of laws based upon religious belief. That's like passing a bill banning high fructose corn syrup and adding a provision naming the state animal the gummy bear.
He also looked at the final abortion bill that passed the Senate, which was added on to another unrelated bill. Although, as Oliver points out, perhaps they were more related than we thought.
I'll let CNN's news tease clue you in.
What does abortion have to do with motorcycle safety?
Good question. That's a tricky one. Is it that both of them involve guys in leather jackets your parents didn't want you to date? Is that it?
At the end of his jokes at the General Assembly expense, Oliver had one important message, although it wasn't for us.
After a North Carolina legislative session like this, I think the big takeaway here might be, you'll move, South Carolina.
If you'd like to tell John Oliver what you think about his jokes, he'll be performing at DPAC on November 9th. To see the video from Monday Night Show, you can view it on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 640. Coming up next, Fred Black says what we have here is a failure to communicate. That's today's commentary. Up next.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Bob, a 91-year-old athletic war veteran looking for a younger woman with a car. Find out if you're Bob's perfect match by becoming a Home Instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Summer might be winding down, but we're only getting started with our great giveaways on WCHL. August is officially Gift Card Mania Month. Every weekday, I'll be giving away gift cards valued at anywhere from $25 to $100 from great area restaurants, including 411 West, Bunn's, Dickie's Barbecue, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Spanky, Squid's, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, and more. This is Ron Sutz. You can enter by visiting WCHL's Facebook contest page during the month of August. Good luck, and make sure you enter WCHL's Gift Card Mania.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro for 35 years. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. 642 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. When I read State GOP Chairman Claude Pope's press release about my friend and WCHL colleague D.G. Martin's column entitled Egypt, Nazi Germany, and North Carolina, I knew immediately that D.G. needed to apologize. Yes, he needed to apologize for writing a column that some people couldn't read and distinguish between the fact that comparing a behavioral tactic by Nazis in Germany and a behavioral tactic by a modern political party is not calling that party Nazis. So why would the chairman of the state GOP send out a press release calling on UNC TV to pull Martin's public television show, even though the column was a print opinion piece and never aired on UNC TV? Short answer, politics. Politics today seems to require that one looks for any and all opportunities to make something out of nothing because they realize that there are a significant number of people who will buy in and carry the not-so-hidden agenda forward. Of course, that agenda is to make the other side sound dangerous, if not downright evil. If you want to see how well that strategy worked, just look at the WRAL.com article on the incident and the over 250 comments. Many of them are filled with venom and hate, and angry that Martin expressed his views on UNC TV. Others go off on other wild tangents, clearly not reading the article carefully enough to understand where the column actually appeared and what it actually said. Are the blogs on the internet sites going to reflect how we communicate and discuss important issues of our day? Well, this dust-up suggests that for some, it is, because folks, we have a serious problem communicating. So what are we going to do about it? Suggestions are welcome. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, what about some trivia?
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Tar Heel wide receiver Eric Highsmith quietly finished his Carolina career as one of the most productive wideouts in Tar Heel history. The native of Vanceboro, North Carolina, finished his Carolina career with 166 receptions, third all-time in the Tar Heel record books. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: which two former Tar Heels had more career catches than Eric Highsmith? The answer comes up after this break. We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Today's Tar Heel trivia question wondered, which two Carolina football players finished their careers with more receptions than Eric Highsmith, who had 166 grabs during his time in Chapel Hill? The answers Jaworski Polak pulled in 177 career catches between 2001 and 2005, while Hakeem Nicks holds the all-time Carolina record with 181 receptions in just three seasons between 2006 and 2008. Nicks is now a Super Bowl-winning member of the New York Giants, while Highsmith was picked up as an undrafted free agent by the Minnesota Vikings.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Yeah, Jaworski Polak was a good one. And yes, that is the way he pronounced his name. 647 at WCHL. Coming up, we will have a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and a great WCHL hometown hero.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
I am inspired every day just being here. And time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, presented by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carver Oak. Now, let's check traffic this morning with Rand Northam, who's been working very feverishly back in the newsroom and looks good as always. Burgundy shirt this morning. Nicely coordinated tie, predominantly yellow, and just really nice. We're going to start putting your pictures on the website, like I said.
Well, that was a beautiful description. Thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just came up with that. It took me 2 seconds to come up with it. No advanced thought whatsoever until you sat down and I saw your shirt.
Well, I do have good news outside of traffic real quick. This just came in. The alert at Sheeran Harris has been canceled. So that is good news.
Yeah.
No more alert there. Things are under control. They've got power back to the Sheeran Harris plant. So things are just fine over there.
Well, thanks very much.
Definitely. And otherwise, things are moving smoothly in traffic this morning as well. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for being so well-coordinated and setting a good example for the rest of us.
I try hard every morning.
Talk to you in a little while. Rand Northam, you'll be back in a half hour or so, unless something unusual happens. Now, your Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Serving fresh brewed coffee, fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Don't you need a cup this morning? Fuel up right now at Cruiser's. Good to go. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, 69 in Carborough. Cloudy with a slight chance of showers today. 20% chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Just kind of an outside chance. High temperature today, about 88. Tonight, mostly cloudy. 20% chance of rain continuing. Low 70. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. And then maybe a shower and or thunderstorm in the afternoon. 40% chance of rain late tomorrow. High tomorrow, about 88 degrees. So a little more of a chance of rain tomorrow than today. Time now for celebrity birthdays at WCHL.
Actor Richard Anderson is 87 years old today. Joan Mondale, wife of former Vice President Walter Mondale, is 83. Actress Nita Talbot is 83. Singer Mel Tillis is 81 years old today. And this one's hard to believe. Actor Dustin Hoffman is 76 years old. I remember the first time I ever saw him in The Graduate, one of my all-time favorite movies. And he was really young then. I guess he was in his early 20s or something, but 76 years old. Actress Connie Stevens turned 75 today. Actor Larry Wilcott, 66. Actor Keith Carradine is 64. Movie director Martin Brest, 62. Radio TV personality Robin Quivers is 61. Actor Donnie Most is 60. He was on that show, whatever the name of that show was. I can't even remember it now. The one with Richie Cunningham and everything on TV. I cannot not remember that. Deborah Norville, a television personality, 55. Actor-singer Harry Crosby, 55. The Edge, one of the best guitarists around. Lead guitarist for U2, 52 years old today. Rapper Kool Moe Dee, 51. How you like me now? Scott Stapp, lead singer of Creed, 40 years old today. And see here, singer J.C. Chazez, who was one of the members of NSYNC, 37 years old today. Actress Lindsay Sloan, 36. Actor Michael Urie, 33. Tennis player Roger Federer, 32 years old today. And Britain's Princess Beatrice of York is 25. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to my good buddy, Johnny Jones. Johnny Jones, number one Johnny Jones, I like to call him. That's a birthday today. Happy birthday, buddy. Also, Jan Jones Pulley, no relation, has a birthday today. And our birthday winner of the day is Beth Freeman of Chapel Hill. Happy birthday, Beth Freeman. We got to get you a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard, and also at Menomont. Happy birthday. Oh, I just found out from Rand Northam that Wiley Post, one of our frequent commentators on WCHL, has a birthday today as well. So happy birthday, Wiley Post, and happy birthday to Beth Freeman, our birthday winner of the day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL. My name is Ron Stutz. His name is
Freddie Kiger.
How's it going there, Mr. History Teacher?
It is all good, oh, wise and faithful radio announcer.
Still going out with Abigail Beecher?
No.
No, I know you're not.
Yeah.
How about Karen Beecher?
Karen McCall.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I got it right.
Yeah, you were close.
I was thinking of the old Freddie Cannon song, you know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Down at Palisade Park.
Yeah. Abigail Beecher, history teacher.
How about that? Yeah. Or Hopper teacher.
I was way...
Van Halen.
Yeah, exactly. Great song. Yeah. Hey, what do you think the teacher's going to look like this year? Oh. Give me something to write on. Oh, well.
How you doing?
Great. Fantastic.
Good.
Ready for trivia.
All right. We're going to do fairy tales.
Fairy tales.
Not fractured fairy tales, as Rocky and Bullwinkle used to do, but fairy tales.
Okay. I probably won't know, but go ahead.
You might. What musical instrument does Jack steal from the beanstalk giant?
What musical instrument does Jack steal from the beanstalk giant?
Correct. You got to go back to the story.
I don't know.
You don't know that one?
I really don't.
I had to think about it a little bit myself.
Yeah.
What musical instrument does Jack steal from the beanstalk giant?
People know.
It is
phones
not.
Are
it's,
ringing.
It's not a Fender guitar.
Yeah, phones are ringing already. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. Please keep dialing, because I may be talking to somebody who may have the wrong answer.
We want a winner.
Yeah, exactly.
And we want to give away a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers Where You Are.
Good to go.
Or you can swap
a trivia prize
with somebody who has won previously.
Earlier, yeah.
Call us.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Fran Hamer is today's WCHL hometown hero.
My husband, I knew when we got married 28 years ago that we would come back to Chapel Hill because he went to school here, and he loved it. He's a professor. We came back about 10 years ago.
Since you moved here in 2003, you've become increasingly involved in a variety of charitable and public service tasks. You volunteered for a long time for the Red Cross.
I worked in blood donations, and I worked with Wilma Palmer. We worked many different places, so I got to see a lot of different businesses, meet a lot of different people. Also, there was a lot of donations at UNC. It was fun.
Fran Hamer also spends a lot of volunteer time with Porch.
For Porch, what we do is stay very busy collecting food. Some people donate their money, and then we go to the stores and we use that money to get fresh food so that a lot of people can have fresh food, which is not available to them in today's economy. And then we give that out.
You work virtually all day every other Monday when you're doing this, and also you work hard to gather donations of household goods and clothing, flooding your house and your garage with all kinds of boxes.
Yes.
You also serve on the community dinner committee. Tell me about that.
We talk about getting entertainment and food and where we're going to have it. That has been a lot of rewarding time, seeing everybody come and then all the entertainment that happened. And then your master of ceremonies there, and it's always fun to see you there.
Fran is also involved with helping the Corinne refugee community.
We, a couple of years ago, started a school because all of the children were learning English, but they didn't know how to read their native language. So the elders in the community and Ethel Pui decided that it would be very important for them to learn to read and write in Karen. So we ended up getting a school started at the Carborough Elementary.
Fran, your husband Bob, who probably knows better than anyone else, says that you absolutely throw yourself into doing other things to helping other people, and that you're one of his heroes. Now you're a WCHL hometown hero. What is it that motivates you to do so much for other people all the time?
I enjoy it. It gives me a chance to be with people. I was a business person for many, many years, and once I retired, I had my artwork, but it wasn't giving me the fulfillment. And now I can just be with people all the time, and I learn so much from them. I'm giving back to the community when I couldn't when I was working.
Well, this community is better because you're in it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations to Fran Hamer of Chapel Hill.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, congratulations to Keith Dale, who called in with the answer to the question this morning. Keith, good to hear from you, buddy. And Keith knew that Jack stole from the Beanstalk Giant a harp. That was our answer. We had several phone calls, but Keith was the first to get in here with that. Congratulations, Keith. You get swapped your prize and get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And we appreciate your calling in this morning. We certainly appreciate your listening. And one more note. I just wanted to say it is not the Wiley Post birthday. Rand Northam stuck a note in front of me, and I mistakenly thought it said, "Happy birthday, Wiley Post," because I was in the middle of doing birthdays. And it actually said, "Happy Days." He was trying to tell me the name of the show that I couldn't think of the name of. So, congratulations, Wiley, for being smarter than I am. But I wish you a happy birthday another day. Our birthday winner today on WCHL is Beth Freeman.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where